Milwaukee.
Too long.
Yes. 927 show with no name, and we're honored to have on the show today a mainstay during the fall, the past 2-3 years, and former All-Pro, and a guy who from the get-go said they got to get rid of him, Mark May. Good morning, Mark. How are you today?
Terrific, guys. I think I'm doing a lot better than most of the Arkansas fans out there, but I think that sooner or later they're going to figure out that Jeff Long definitely did the right thing, and if you want integrity and ethics in your university, and obviously this program is the biggest program in the state, there's no professional football there, you want down the road to people to look at the University of Arkansas and say, you know what, it may be a tough decision, we may go through a period where we may lose football games, but down the road, our integrity will be there, and our athletic director did the right thing under very, very difficult conditions.
I agree. Don't you think, especially in the Southeastern Conference, where things are always kind of shady and everybody's got some kind of deal under the table, they look around and go, damn, they did the right thing.
Absolutely, and there's not a lot of schools that can step up and say that. You know, Bobby Petrino did a magnificent job taking this team to the Cotton Bowl, taking them to the Sugar Bowl, the first BCS game ever. Those things are great. But, you know, the bottom line is everybody wants to win football games, and everybody in the SEC loves to win football games because they live, they breathe, they die football in the SEC. We all know that. But sometimes somebody has to step up and say, wait a minute, our football is great, but the university and our standards are greater because that will live a lot longer than just one season or two seasons or five seasons of football. And I'm very proud of Jeff Long of what he did because it took a lot to do it. And you saw in his press conference, it wasn't an easy decision for him because personally it affected him because he was lied to by Bobby Petrino. He was betrayed and it hurt him and it cut very deep with Jeff Long. And a lot of people should sit back that are naysayers right now looking at, well, we should have never done that. He made the wrong decision. Baloney. Look in the mirror. What would you do if you were faced with a decision like that with your family? Doing the right thing or doing the easy thing? He did the tough thing. He did the right thing. And it'll play out that it's going to be better for this university, not just the football program in the long run.
I think, Mark, that it also, he was obviously hurt emotionally that his, quote, best friend, and that's loosely, sat across the desk and lied to him. And when he hired him, he went out on a limb. He went out during the middle of a football season and hired a coach from an NFL team, which automatically made us a bad guy. It made us a bad guy in the media, and it's because of Petrino we were the bad guy in the way he was hired. But I can't help but think of Jeff Long thinking, I really took a chance with you. I really and I believed you, and you've got to be – We've been talking all morning about 10 days ago, this guy is on top of the world. He is in Arkansas. He's a big man on campus. He's a big man in state. He can go anywhere. He can spend all the money he wants. He can do anything, and now it's all gone.
And he did it to himself. And when I had my car dealerships, and I had multiple car dealerships where I had over 200 employees, my rule was, I don't fire you. You fire yourself. If you play by the rules and you do what's in the company manual and you do what we do here as a business and you do what's right, you're going to be here for a long time. But if you don't do it and you toe the line and you cross the line and you break the rules, you fire yourself. So don't come back to me after I fire you because what you've done wrong, that it's my fault, that I should feel sorry for you. Bobby Petrino did everything wrong in this situation off the field. On the field, everything was perfect, close to perfect. Off the field, everything was wrong. And for Jeff Long to step up what he did, I mean, he took a lot of slings and arrows and naysayers across the country when he hired Bobby Petrino because the rule was, and what Bobby Petrino portrayed was, a guy that was always looking for the next job. No matter what happened, if he was successful or not successful, he was always looking for the next job. And he had already been through that with Houston Nutt because he was the same type of coach, always looking for the bigger job, always looking for the better opportunity. Well, he stuck his neck out and put Bobby Petrino in a position where he could succeed at Arkansas, raise funds. What they're doing is they're building new facilities there. They're changing their image, and he's doing everything he can for this university. For this to happen to him, that's why he was so emotional in that press conference, because he felt that he really stuck his neck out for Bobby Petrino and this university, and he said, you know what, I'm going to take a chance on a guy that I think is best for our football program to get us to the next level, even though I'm going to take a lot of heat for this early. If he's successful, we're going to be okay. He did that, and it's tough because I watched the press conference, and I'm sitting there, I was tearing my eye because I felt bad for Jeff.
Yeah.
We're visiting with Mark May from ESPN. Mark, now the Razorbacks find themselves in a very unique situation, trying to find who is going to lead the program here during their spring practice. If you go the interim route, obviously that really screws up recruiting next year if you go a whole season with an interim coach and not knowing who the head coach is going to be. What are your thoughts from your perspective? Obviously, you cover the nation as a football analyst. Now, what are your thoughts on where the Razorbacks find themselves right now from as a need for head coach,
I think the best route to go is for your football program is an interim coach, because the players that are there now are what matters. Everybody's talking about recruiting. Players are going to come to the University of Arkansas because, one, they win and because they want to be there. Now, if you go out and try to get a new coach to change everything that's already set up with this program, it's going to set them back a few more steps. If you hire an interim coach off the program right now that's there now, at least they can come close to continuing what they're doing and search for the right guy. If you panic right now and try to run across the country and steal a coach from another program or steal a guy, it's the wrong thing to do.
But
you got to find the right guy for this situation. And if you take one step back to take two steps forward, that's the best thing to do. Find the right guy.
In the long run, I agree with you. But do you not think that this could probably be a handing the keys to a Cadillac to someone in that not only are they pretty successful now, but they have come clean? They have said, we're running, this is the way it is.
Right of the ship.
And if you're a coach at some other university that's got a skeleton here or a skeleton there, you can look at Arkansas and say, hey, they don't play around there. We'll go there. We'll win. They'll raise the money. And they ain't going to let nobody break no rules.
And that's the best thing about it, because right now, if you're the NCAA, that you're always keeping one eye on the SEC and some other schools there, you're not going to keep your eye on Arkansas. Because you know you've got a guy that doesn't play the game that's running the ship. It's right at the ship, and they're going to do things right. And all those coaches out there that toe the line and cross the line, they're not going to look at Arkansas. That's a good thing. You know, you want guys that are referable. You want guys in this situation that come in and do the right thing and do a great job. Those guys are few and far between, and there are a handful of guys that I look at out there that I respect enough out there that I would say, this is the handful of guys I would look at. But a lot of those guys are hard to get because they're already at good places. They're not one of those guys that are going to they're going to shun a good situation that they're in just to run out to get a different situation. So everybody's talking about Gus Malzahn's and all these other coaches coming in. Wait a minute. Get the right guy.
Yeah.
You've already been through a tumultuous situation. Why make it worse if you get the wrong guy? If you're patient enough and get the right guy, 2 years from now, everybody will be saying, hey, we're going to another Cotton Bowl, or we got a chance to go another BCS game because you got the right guy.
I agree. I just think that the job is maybe more attractive than it was before he left.
Absolutely. I totally agree with you. You know, this is a state where there's no NFL, that you control the whole state, that basically you're the biggest program in the state. And the face of the state and the face of this university is the head football coach at Arkansas. So you got to get the right guy.
What does the future hold for Bobby Petrino? We've heard the word toxic kicked around on ESPN this morning.
Well, the bottom line is for Bobby Petrino, I said it yesterday on ESPN, he's not going to get a job in college football. You know, right now he is toxic in college football. The best thing he can do right now is do the Jim Tressel route and hope to get to the NFL. Find your ties to the NFL, which is not going to be easy because what he did at Atlanta, but somebody in the NFL may hire him as an offensive assistant, not as a head coach.
Even this year. Really?
Look at the NFL. All they want to do is win. You know, for Bobby Petrino as an offensive mind, you're going to sit back and say, if we have an opening, we may bring him on board. But right now, the situation is, as a head coach, any place, you're not going to bring him on board. You know, with Jim Tressel right now, basically the same situation. He lied to his administrator. He lied to his athletic director. He lied to the people that donate to the program to try to protect his program and his players. You know, he's a toxic situation. If you're an athletic director, you can't hire him. How can you hire a guy that you can't trust? You're not going to do that. You're not going to put yourself in that situation.
Well,
the NFL's a different situation. You can hire him as an assistant.
I've only thrown out two names today, and they were Mark May and John Gruden. So,
well, John Gruden would take a pay cut to take the job. I would take the job. And I already texted Jeff as like tongue in cheek, saying I'd take the job for $2 million over the next 3 years. Just all expenses paid, but that's not going to happen. But I think 2 years from now, guys. Hopefully we'll be talking about this in 2 years saying what Jeff Long did paid off.
And what Jeff Long did could pay off, and I know this is a stretch, and this is probably bigger than I'm making it. I think this can pay off in NCAA football all across the country because they look and they say, damn, somebody did the right thing.
They stand on the right thing. What was important.
Yeah, and it's a shining example that a lot of people are going to be talking about. And we have out here, it's called the Fiesta Frolic, and they change it to the Waste Management Seminar. And they bring in about 70 athletic directors and 70 coaches from across the country to at least extend the olive branch and say, hey, we're the Fiesta Bowl, Insight Bowl. Hopefully we're going to have you here if we have the opportunity to get you here. A lot of those guys in those meetings and seminars will be talking about what Jeff Long did. And I'll tell you what, it takes some brass ones to do what he did.
And
because
a lot
of guys, as athletic directors, like to hide in your office. You know, like to be out of the limelight, saying, you know what, I don't want anybody looking at me because I don't want to get fired. What Jeff Long did, it takes a lot of guts and a lot of courage to do what he did. People really have to understand that you're taking a guy that was very successful and one of the most successful head coaches you've had in the history there at Arkansas, particularly in the last couple of decades, in the face of your program in your state, and saying, you know what, this situation and this university and our ethics are bigger than what you did and what you've done on the field.
Mark,
that takes a lot of guts.
Good to have you with us. What are you doing in the off season? Do you kick back and enjoy yourself? Do you stay active? I mean, are you super busy during the off season or what?
I do a lot of fundraisers, a lot of charity events, a lot of speeches across the country, and I try to take some time off. Every time I try to run to Cabo, my agent calls me back and says, we don't want you going across the border right now because you may not be coming back.
Yeah,
I'm looking for another destination. I think I'm going to start going back to St. Kitts, which I used to do, but it's a long ways from Phoenix.
Well, we're going to see if we can get you into the Touchdown Club this year. We tried last year, just couldn't work it out. We're going to try to get you either the Broyles Ward or Touchdown Club. We're going to try our best. But as always, we really appreciate you taking some time to be with us. And obviously, the Arkansas story is, for college football, it's the national story of the day, and it has been for the last couple of days.
Well, guys, while I'm roaming the sidelines of the Razorbacks next year as their head coach, I'll be glad to talk to you.
That'll be awesome. That'll be awesome. As long as Petrino does not get hired by Jerry Jones, that'll be even better.
Yeah, we got a note here from
they deserve that one.
Stop.
We got a note here from believe it or not, a note from Ozzie Guillen. Thank God for Bobby Petrino. Hey, have a great day, Mark.
Thanks,
thank
Mark,
you so
Mark,
much.
Appreciate it.
All right, guys, take care.
Bye.